Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, the Twins took two of three from the best team in baseball without many of their key players. Now they get Royce Lewis back as he's reinstated from the 10-day IL in time to face Detroit for a three-game series. Jair Camargo optioned to AAA, the corresponding roster move. Welcome into today's pregame lineup card. I'm Lexi Schweiner. Chris Atterbury and Glenn Perkins are on the call from Detroit, and it's going to be Pablo Lopez against Keider Montero on the mound. Pablo 8-7 this season, ERA just under 5. He took a no decision in the 8-4 loss to Milwaukee on Saturday, but only allowed one run over 7 innings in that extra inning affair. He's 1-2 with a 4.24 ERA and 3 career starts versus Detroit. Keider Montero for the Tigers 1-3 with an ERA just under 6. He saw the Twins on July 3rd where he gave up just 2 runs over 6 in the third innings in their 9-2 win. That's his only win so far this season. Before we get into more of game 1 between these two AL Central teams, let's rewind to the finale against Philadelphia on Wednesday. Opener Stephen Oker pitched just 1/3 of an inning. David Festa, recalled from AAA, had the bulk of the game, giving up just one run over 4 1/3 innings. Philly starter Aaron Nola gave up a solo homer to Matt Wallner. That would be the only run he gave up over 6. Caleb Thielbar gave up 3 runs, 4-1 Phillies, but the Twins came back and tied it up in the 7th, highlighted by a Carlos Santana 2-run double. The game still tied heading into the bottom of the 9th. Runner on 3rd for Max Kepler with 1 out.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Larnach is the game at 3rd. Swung on, rolled back up the middle, get through. Flagged by Stott, no play, Twins win. Max Kepler does it again, and the Minnesota Twins walk off the Philadelphia Phillies 5-4 the final as they take 2 of 3 from the team with the best record in baseball.
And that marked Kepler's 11th career walk-off plate appearance, tying Harmon Killebrew and Kirby Puckett for most in Twins history. Also, the Twins' 5th walk-off win this season. Also important to note, Byron Buxton was hit by a pitch in the 7th inning of that game and exited, but the x-ray was negative and he's back in the lineup today. So always great news to see Byron Buxton healthy and okay. For more on this game one today, let's send it to the park courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Here's Chris Atterbury and Glenn Perkins.
All right, thank you very much, Lexi. It is an absolutely gorgeous night here in Detroit, Michigan. As fine a day for baseball as I can remember in this beautiful ballpark. No humidity, temperature in the upper 70s, and it should be a great night between between the Twins and the Tigers, a Tigers team that's in the midst of a long run of games in the American League Central. Twins start play 4.5 back of Cleveland. Great to have Glenn Perkins back in the radio booth. And Perk, obviously tonight, the lead headline, Mr. Royce Lewis back in the ballgame at third base. And what kind of difference can he make right away?
He's had a knack for announcing his return with authority. And I don't know if that's something you can expect, but having his bat back in the lineup, I think, is going to be huge. They've missed having him. They've missed having Miranda, Correa, all of those guys. So to get him back here to start, I think that's a good thing. More power and another guy that has an idea of what he's trying to do at the plate in the middle of the lineup.
And you can tell he's so excited to get back. I saw he posted on his Instagram story a picture of him as a young boy cradling a baseball bat when he went to sleep, and he had a cute caption on it. Just shows how excited he is to be back with this team. We'll also hear from him later on in our pregame lineup card. Glenn, want to come back to you on Pablo Lopez. Similar to last year, he came out of the All-Star break strong, holding Milwaukee to just that run, one run over seven innings. What are you going to be looking from him early tonight to see if he has his stuff?
Well, I think the biggest thing with Pablo is just being able to command the baseball and convincing himself that what he's doing, that he's on the right path. And all of the expected numbers for Pablo match up pretty close to what he did last year. And the results just haven't been there. And it's really difficult to convince yourself of that when the struggles or the numbers aren't lining up with how you feel like you've been pitching. So I think for Pablo, it's just, if you could pick apart one thing about his first half, it was maybe he lacked a little bit of command, and especially in some key moments. But I think as much as that, there was a lot of bad luck on his part. And so I think some of that will even out. And I think if he can just make a few more key clutch pitches in certain situations, we'll see him have a second half that more resembles what he did for the entire season last year.
Yeah, and Lexi, when you look at the Tiger team he faces today, it's a team that's been playing good baseball. They won 7 of 10 into the break. They swept Cincinnati. They took 3 of 4 in Cleveland. They won a series from the Dodgers. Out of the break, they've taken a series from Toronto on the road and split with Cleveland. They're also doing it with a different cast of characters, Cater Montero. And although the league says Kiter, he says it's Cater, so we're calling him Cater Montero here tonight, is one of just three starters remaining. They've been using a lot of bullpen games. The offense is full of young talent, and they took a hit offensively when Riley Green went on the injured list prior to today's ball game for a hamstring issue. So a lot of young players in this lineup, but young guys that have been very effective of late.
Yeah, we'll have to see what Kader Montero does. And also, the Tigers' bullpen is pretty tough as well. 2.94 ERA over the last 15 contests. So we'll have to see what the Twins can do against Montero early. Thank you, guys. We've been at the park courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit DICasino.com to plan your visit. Well, like Chris mentioned, the Tigers' lineup looking a little bit different. Riley Green headed to the IL. Pablo did face them April 12th. He gave up 5 runs on 6 hits. Rocco has confidence in his starter to tackle whatever lineup is thrown at him.
It's a different team that we're facing right now. It is. And on the pitching side, too, the team itself is changed. And at different points in the year, you run into squads, and sometimes you recognize them and sometimes you don't. But these are guys that Pablo is still familiar with. Even though they're hitting in different spots of the lineup and the team does look a little altered, they're guys that he's prepared for. And almost every one of them he's got some at-bats with. So I think he's going to be perfectly ready and fine. We're coming off the day off. He's got the extra data to prepare. I'm expecting him to show a pretty good version of himself.
And one matchup to watch, Mark Canha batting fourth, 5-for-10 with a home run against Lopez in his career. That was manager Rocco Baldelli. We'll hear more from the skipper coming up. Also, a new tale of the tape on a milestone in Burt Blyleven and Kirby Puckett's career that happened on the same day. Plus, Royce Lewis talks about how he's feeling health-wise in our Twins storyline. You don't want to miss any of it. It's all coming up right here on your home for Twins baseball.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.